Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about unity and its importance, and in it, the Imam encourages us to discard our differences and unite with one another. As you know, we are currently in the Week of Unity. The Week of Unity is a week which has been designated for Muslims to come together to put aside their petty differences and to sit down and try to work together as one to try to solve the problems that they are afflicted with and the different maladies that the Muslim community is going through. And as you know, this week, it falls between two significant days. The first is the birthday of the Prophet, as it has been narrated by the hadith of the Ahl Sunnah. And the second is the birthday of the Prophet, but as narrated by the hadith of the Shia, which we believe is the stronger hadith. And the reason why they designated this week as the Week of Unity is because the person of the Prophet is something that all Muslims can agree upon. We all believe that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was our Prophet, sent by God, and the person to whom the Quran, the book of guidance, the book that God sent down to human beings to guide them to the right path, it was sent to him. So it's one of the points upon which we can all agree, and that's why they designated this week as the Week of Unity. Unity is something very important and significant in the Holy Quran. God has encouraged us to be united. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "Hold fast altogether to Allah's cord, and do not be divided into sects. And remember Allah's blessing upon you. When you were enemies, then He brought your hearts together, so you became brothers with His blessing." In which Allah Ta'ala, He alludes to the fact that, before Islam came, before the advent of Islam, the people in the Arabian Peninsula, they were divided into tribes. And these tribes would, vie with one another, fight with one another, over the most insignificant of things. And these, sometimes these fights would turn into battles and would lead to much bloodshed, right? Then when Islam came, this was all put aside and people came together and were united. And so Allah, He remembers this as a blessing, and He reminds these, people that, this was a blessing that you should be thankful for. In this blessed hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he warns us against being disunited and says that if we are disunited, the enemy of Islam, they will come and they will overcome us and conquer us. And this is a policy that the enemies of Islam have enacted wherever they have gone, and that is they create a disunity amongst people. And when they do this, it's easy for them to overcome those people. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "By Allah, verily I believe that this group will overcome you. How? By uniting upon their falsehood, and you being divided on your truth." They come together and they agree upon something. Like, for example, they come and agree upon the fact that we're going to come and we're going to conquer these people, so that we can usurp their, their resources, for example. But we come and we become divided and disunited on something true, like, for example, the Quran or the Prophet. And this leads to our being conquered by them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at unity and its importance in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.